Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, glory to God. I've been sitting here thinking about and talking about, thinking about what I wanted to talk about this morning when we first came together. And I want to, first of all, tell you that the 2025 Canadian federal election will be held on April 28th. To elect members of the House of Commons to the 45th Canadian Parliament. Now, yesterday, I spoke on a phone call with our Canadian office, one that they had organized, and our Canadian board member. And I, these were the things that came to me. All of us have our citizenship in heaven, Philippians 3:20. We were born from above. That's the third chapter of John. So we were born from above, and our citizenship is in heaven for everyone who's born again. That's Philippians 3:20. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body. And when I talk about something else later, I want you to remember that he's going to transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body. And he does that by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. So we're all citizens from heaven, citizens of heaven. But the Lord has placed us in certain places in the earth to be his ambassadors. So 2 Corinthians 5:20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. So he has placed us on earth in different places to be ambassadors for him, with him absolutely shining through us to the country or wherever we are called to be ambassadors. So we're going to pray for Canada later on when we start our prayer. And I wanted to get that to you first. Now let's check with our ambassador from heaven. Of course, he's from heaven, and he's has a dual. He has dual. No, he has triple citizen. He has citizenship in heaven and dual ambassadorship in the United States, Minneapolis, and then in Jordan. So I want to find out where he is in this earth right now.
I am at the house in Jordan. We are coming back to the States on Friday, so I will be in downtown Minneapolis Sunday, this coming Sunday. Praise the Lord.
So you'll be at church on Sunday. You'll be at your church.
I will be. I will be in downtown at our church on Sunday. And tonight I will do the service on Facebook.
Okay, you're going to do Facebook on Wednesday night, and so they see that at what time in the States?
6:30 p.m. Central Time.
Okay, bless the Lord. So which room of your house are you in? Because I was in your house.
I am sitting on a table in the guest room, the dining room table in the guest room.
Okay, I see you there. I know where you are.
Yeah.
So how's it going?
It's been going very, very well. Of course, we always say, "Oh, I wish if I have a few more days." We are praying and getting a place for our church here, like for what do you call it? Like a guest place. So when people come, they could stay there and pray. So we're working on that. We could use some prayer in that regard. And we're just getting ready. I checked the airplane today. I got a text message. It's packed. So pray for our travel. Royal Jordanian don't have like first class and business and all that. They have coach and first class. Not like we fly first class, Quinn and I, all the time. But just pray that we will be sitting next to each other going home on Friday.
Praise the Lord.
But yeah.
All right, we'll pray that.
Yeah.
We'll sure pray that today.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And the wedding went all right?
Oh, yes. The wedding went just beautiful, beautiful. And my nephew is very, very happy, very excited. I saw him today because, you know, the day is like almost gone here. It's after 4 p.m.
Sure, sure.
In Durban. So there's a lot of activities already been done this morning. Yeah. His dad is going back to Dubai on the 5th. His other brother, oh, my goodness, I met those three guys came with his brother from Dubai, and they're just really on fire for the Lord in a way.
Really?
They're on fire for their God, but they are, I would say, let me put it this way, they are so open. I just couldn't believe it. They're just so open to hearing about the Lord, and they've been studying. And one of them been to, I think, Kentucky. One of them been to Kentucky, and two of them are married and one is single, but they're just, I love those boys so much and pray that they will be saved. And they came for the wedding and they left. It's just so many connections. And I have another meeting a couple of days ago in Jordan here with a few guys from three different countries. My goodness, I will tell you about that later. But, you know, really, God is,
yes.
There is a reason for everybody, just like you and Migdal in Israel, and like mm-hmm. us for here in Jordan. There is a reason. God doesn't move us without reasoning and planning for us. He always tells us that.
That's because we're ambassadors for Christ.
Yeah. Yes,
he's making
exactly.
his appeal through us. So he's going to make his appeal through you, and you're going to manifest the Lord unto those young men. How wonderful that is. Glory be to God. And speaking of glory, I noticed in our call, Brother Max and Quinn and everybody, that the Lord last week talked to us about moving and the change. He's been talking to us some time about the change. And I believe I know what that change is. Because, you know, starting May 5th through 9, I'm going to be teaching a 3BI class at the church in Collinsville. Chip and Candace pastor there. A Glorious Church Fellowship. The reason it has that name, A Glorious Church Fellowship, we started that church, my husband and I, and 1975 or so. And it's called A Glorious Church because I saw and had a great revelation that the church Jesus comes for is not going to be in bed with the world. It's not going to be defeated, depressed, hiding in a cave somewhere. The church he comes for is going to be a glorious church. That's Ephesians 5:27. And so the Lord gave me a great revelation of the glory of God. And how the church would be glorious. Each individual one of us, we have Christ in us, the hope of glory, and that we would be changed. Hallelujah. Remember how our citizenship, where our citizenship is in heaven, but our Lord is going to change us, even our bodies, to be like his glorious body. So I noticed that as the Lord speaks to us about the change, I believe he's talking to us about that change in each one of us and in the church itself to the glorious church. So on the 4-9 call, April 9 call, he said, stay sharp for the change that is coming. I know the plans I have for you. And then he said in that same day, I show my love to you, so hold fast for the change and know that I am with you. Then last week, he spoke to us right at the beginning in the morning, it's time to move forward in the change I have for you. Now keep in your mind, and then he says, he gave us a scripture, Philippians 3:13-14. Paul said, I press on toward the goal to win the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, You remember in Ephesians 1 when we pray that he would give us wisdom and revelation in the hope of our calling? Our calling, folks, is unto glory. We have many verses that tell us that, several, but we're going to come to one in a moment. Then in the morning, that morning, he said, have the courage to move forward. And that then he said, know this change must happen. And then he gave us 1 Peter 5:10. And 1 Peter 5:10, listen what we're called unto. But the God of all grace, who has called you unto his eternal glory. The God of all grace, who has called you unto his eternal glory. We're called unto glory. Hallelujah. That's our upward call. And then he gave us, rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Romans 5:2-5. In the afternoon last week, he gave us, in this time of transition. This is a transition. This is a change. I offer guidance and reassurance as you move forward. Embrace this journey of faith. So in this journey of faith, we have an upward call, and that call is to glory, to glorification. Then this speaks especially to me, because the Lord gave me a word this week, and I'm not reading the whole word to you, but I'm working on this, our class. It's going to be named The Bible, The Story of the Glory. And we're going to start from the very first manifestation through all the Bible unto the end. And the glory of God. Stephen said, I looked up and I saw the glory of God. You can actually see it. At certain times in manifestation. Now, he said, I am giving you the faith you need to get through whatever you are looking for. I believe that he means there to get it through from the spirit realm into the seen realm, from the unseen realm into the seen realm. And he's giving us the faith to get it through. When the old-timers would say they're praying through, they meant getting something from the unseen realm into the seen. And so what I've been looking for and years ago, and the Lord, when I had this revelation of the glory years ago, and we named it the Glorious Church, I'm telling you, I heard Brother Hagin. I heard Sister Wilkerson. I heard other proven prophets speak about this great end-time outpouring, this great end-time outpouring of the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of glory. And I was so looking for the glory of God. And the Lord told me this week, he said, you actually entered into the place of hope deferred through the years. I mean, we're talking 40, 50 years. And Proverbs 13:12. Now, he didn't give me the scripture, but I knew the scripture. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. And I tell you, folks, I had so looked for that glory in the glorious church. And I think that through the years, rather than contending for it as I should have been, I entered the place of hope deferred. I didn't see it. So then he gave us the scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, which part of it is, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding weight of glory. So the Lord has called me and waked me up again. And that's why we're having this this meeting in Collinsville. To the hope of glory we're called to. The whole church is called to be changed from one degree. The glory of God is the presence of God, the Spirit of God manifested. And each of us has Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so he told me, and I had planned to have the next 3BI class on something else, but he said, I want you to do the Bible, the story of the glory, and do it in Collinsville where you had that revelation. So I'm preparing now. And oh, I had some interference from the enemy. I lost some files on the computer that I had typed, but I've started over, and it's really going well. Now we have 24 places left. Of course, with a 3BI, that's going to be like I have a desk, a school desk, and we're looking for one right now. If any of you in the Tulsa area have an old oak school desk, because the one I have up here, they say, will not stand to be moved. It'll come apart. So if anybody has an old oak school desk, please text us or call us at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And hallelujah, glory be to God. Let me see here. I will give you a number to call. You can call our Prayer Mountain offices, and Madeline will answer the phone. And her number is 417-336-4877. If anybody in the Tulsa or Broken Arrow or Owosso area has an antique old school desk, I'd like to use it. And so I have Chip and Candace out looking for one right now in antique stores. Hallelujah. But praise the Lord. We're called unto glory, and that's what it's about. And we have 24 places left. And for that, you can go online to billybrim.org, or you can call, just go online, or I have another number. I'll give you the number. Barbara Wakefield or somebody text me that number. And you can call and get one of those 24 places. We really have a lot of close fellowship when we do these 3BI classes. So hallelujah, bless the Lord. And we're going to pray now, and we're going to pray for the Canadian election. Heavenly Father, first of all, we enter into your presence with thanksgiving, with our hands lifted up and our heart lifted up, and our tongues lifting to you a request. You said to praise you. Now that number is 417. Whoops, I have to go back here. Hallelujah. The number to call, and the Lord doesn't mind me interrupting the prayer, if you want one of those 24 seats, is 417-593-9517. That's 417. 593-951, and you will. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. We enter into your presence, and I know that's perfectly all right with you. You know, the Lord told me one time, he doesn't get upset if a child cries in a service or if the soundboard pops. Oh, he's not nervous. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's the God of all peace, the God of all comfort, the God of all grace. You called yourself that to us on our last prayer call. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for you. Thank you for how you are. Thank you that we have access. You used that word last week to us. And then you gave us a scripture using the word access, just confirming to us that we have access to you, where we can come boldly to the throne of grace and where we are seated at the right hand of the Father. And so, Father, seated from that right hand, we first of all ask you, because you said, first of all, pray for those who are in authority. Oh, God, Canada needs to have those in authority who would bless Israel so that they can be blessed. That's according to your holy word. So we're asking you, all of us together, and joining with our Canadian brothers and sisters, those who are assigned to diplomatic service there, we're asking you to move upon the voters, to move upon the people, to send to the polls and whisper in their ears to go to the polls, those who would vote, to love and bless Israel in obedience to God. And Father, we dare to ask that those who would not vote that way be kept at home, that they be delayed, that heavenly angels and the Spirit of the living God delay them from coming to the polls. We do ask you for a free and honest election. And in the name above every name, we take our authority from the right hand of the Father. We are seated in Jesus, and Jesus is seated in us here. And we know those in Canada have authority, and we join our faith to their authority. And we do hereby say, Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yahweh Yeshua, cease and desist from all your maneuvers against the electors and the electorate, those who are voting in the name above every name. We, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, cease and desist in all your maneuvers to steal this election in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We love you and praise you. We need Canada, our neighbor to the north, our good neighbor to the north. We need Canada to know the blessings of God that come from blessing Israel. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for these three young men from Dubai in the name above every name. You have sent a laborer into their path. You have sent Max. Now as they go home, Lord, send laborers there. Someone to reach them. We know there are believers in Dubai, even sometimes on this very phone call. Oh, Lord, cause them to, and you, Lord, give them visions. You, Father, send the Spirit of the living God to touch their souls for you in the name above every name. And Father, we lift up our very selves for this change. I lift up myself. Thank you for the re-encouragement. Thank you for the recalling of this desire in my heart. And it is our desire that the Spirit of glory, the presence of God inside us, be increased from one degree of glory unto another. We pray that for ourselves. We pray that for the body of Christ. And we thank you, Lord, for using us now to pray in the Holy Spirit. Bijan bohovaki mandala kobrika frande ne kohoro kombanga ishando lohoro kabatia ne kohoro konzonde ishapata kora mananya ne kohoro kombapia nako sibrano imene qua Pala com brevre di hishang dopre kada ganganga shi de gombra kate ande le gombrang tian do rugo bahala kafara gado go di onno no gondianda ishete ko hupa ishete ka pa luhulu komba mi tiana kavrakto mi kana vraktano ishando lo ko ora kapito no balentanje mishato Africa de gohule meni actor cotogne ne coro cotacci. E je ne manue, e je ne macale con bebi, lo tagne le tagne ne coro, le tagne ne coro cotosca tambre. I balahalai, Africa de gahayanda, mi toro manacchia to scepti ne condosca, Africa de gohule ken bebi. Ma ni kohoro kompakt. Bishwa.
O sabre kata frali konga, me tu hutu go baletinia, ga shon doro go do beleti hiliang toro malaka hayana kala balako tiana. Ushete te kaha, kavi kata go hule kapra, bandyo no kora go deshke. Pete go ba tayana kara. Le braho lo tianto non compre cate con tabri, cate compra cate caffè, le cara cambiando la godosca. Pivoro doce, pili da caia na copra, cate caffa la caia na cahalai. I tiano non ombre che te cofra, i santo rogore che impaccia, Kasho non nyarto de ne kopreka de ga frang jong dor go toshka tanye ne kohra go toshka ti fraka fraka ti at. Kola ka harakai. Manyo no kohra kore de kumbra. Nicho no kohra shete de go toishan tete. Isha to no kohra kapito. Kafra kodo go hule kambra kya no kohra go toshka din chat. Meli dohoshwa pato chana kodo ko dashka danche ne ko dohoshka chene ko dashka. Kevra kodo gombra lama chana ko die mele tohoshantara ka dashka tabri kata ka lakya. Kifri hile ko, kifra hile kambra kyana ko tada gombra kyana ko dohoshka tabra kye. Isha toto ko hosha. Imana kaharakai anakoro kodambre, ishanto hotakra kadakaha. Mityo no kohra kotoshke te breketeka, ishanto no kohra katacha. Ipalako breketeka halakai anakahalakam brate. Kabrikoto kopenye ne kohra kopale kakai anakohra kotakondiene. Ishweto naka, moshatida. Moshatira. Kavri kata ko dohoshe, dede ko holo kopra. Ikala kabre, tiana kahara katianda. Ishato. O Father, my Jesus, singo do ko dohoshe tiakto, pakafrito, imanako ho dabila kongara kadachi. Ivelito hushwa. Kashkatori amanakaya, manakaya, manakaya. Budu jujuwa. Monyanakaya. Pangolo gobre katafra. Ijene matuta. Ijene matuta kombra. Kambrikata gahalai. Kambrikata gahalai papka. Ishandoro go hushakdero go do. Ishandoro kombra. Afra kadiano no nopre. Ijana go brei, anyana kohora ko pa, ijana ko mbrange, ikala ka kabri, kada go hole ka vranye, ishantoro kohora ka brakya, no kohora ko debele, dunye no kohora kai, yana ko toro ka pada katanya, ne kohora. Ishine ko topri, kate ka prahala kohora mananya, ne kohora ko dabri katonya, ne kohora kataya, ne kohora ne kohora katabra. Ishata de gohoshakya de gohoshanke. Ikalaka halapra, kevra hatonya ni makala kaya. Ejene mantu chale gohoshanke de gohoshakya. Ikalaka haraka pre, bratonyanto rogotonya ni karaka dashka. Ishata de gohole kapra. Tere gopa. Tere gopa bye. Andio no manua, doro go belle caino, non ho ora capito, non ho tocco sciacchiano. Oh, la fratisca. Cascatariano no condiette. Caleco d'orco ho bracchiano ancora catasca. E belle ho ciò. Donne qua, donne qua niera. O kalaka halaila, halaila, halaila. Mo kupa kadeka. Apitio, apitio. Ajo no kora kapitio, no kora kodore kapai. Ijonte pika, nangoro godabra, kafra kadaganya, ele bereutur. Jatoro gohoshai, ashkatonje, ashkatonje, ashkatonje. Mi quade e valadubra. Me lo comprafri, kategohosheke, erikangala barakatanya, ne korokote, bele tore manna. Ishato roko prakto frateke nye bokuwa so kobre. Ishato, ishato. Mecho no koro ko dobre kadakalvai. Ivele duho shwa. Mangoro ko duho shek yakto. Tili gabara tito, mala tito. Igalavra alai. Mato roko doska. Mangoro ko hule peke. Kavi kore ko debre kalakai. Mitu shwa terie. Mitu shwa deri kobra kafaka la kaya na kamre. Ashu deri kobra. Ishato to ko hule kobra ke. Kevre hule kombre kde go doha sheke, kde go doshka taka. Ele gara kore le kutianu. Kabilata manana kabri kota go be tere kadash. Metio do kopa. Kili guhushwa. Ili gabra frete nana kohura kodash. Ushkwarya mati. Ushkwaya mati kafre, ida la kambran, diana kondoshka da breka tuka da. Mato, mato filato, mato filato, mato filato. Kabrika halaka kara manakora kandiyanga di godo shaktiete. Ishe de kuhura kodashka tamprika tuka hula kambra. Isa kora manyakta. Isa kora manyakta hode ke baratya. Emanakahai, emanakahai, emanakahai. Kavri kodu kohole kabrik tata koho shangya de kutu shaktiyata. Kavri kata kohole kabraktya na kohra kodoshka. Kavri kata kohole kabraktya na kodoshka. Ili gobre pretinya na kora katishka tata la kakambre. Ejene matua, ishana kontungja na kodashka. Ele brahala kofre, ete kahala kambreke. Ishan de goro gondianda, de godohi shangcheti. Itara kobreke te kafra. Mere gobre pretinya na no kopre kataya na kora kotopre kata kafra. Ishonu kwa, biletonye ni kwa. Biletonye ni kwa. Miru kubwa, afrito, afrito. Makoro kutopre tiyano. Ishonu tebre. Kabri kuro hole binyo na kwa, la tivra konye ni kwa, le kudi ni kumatye. Ishine kora manakai. Ili go brevre ne isho nele kuari adoro gondonye kalako depe. Oh, shita nakahai. Kapri kono gohole kanye ne koho pelitinye ano karetinye ano kubilati. Pashko donye ni kwa matu peletinye. Mashko to pakinya tora balatito no kofrakinyo no kwa le kapito. Meshko to pefrek me koti mana no kopri kade kama. Ishana no nombri kini kopri vredinyo no kora ka. Ili ti hisha. Igala halakaya. Ishando do kohora kodosh kata prika te kata harshakye. Mashko do prika te kahala kai. Je n'aime toi et je n'aime qu'à balatora manaka kivre katakohole kapra. Ishantore, ishantore, ishantore katakohole kapa. Eveli dujwa anchoro koteske ele kambrake ele korange elehita, elehita, elehita. Ika la kohora kapitio, ajandra la kohora kapa, anyene kohora katishka. Ilitwa anyene kohora kapa, plano balakra. Ajandra la kohora koton, yene kwa. Kali taragon jana kotoro kotoshka ta, pika te kohora kapa. E katrang jando re kotoshka tam prakata koho levre, e jene makaya na koro kotoshka tam cerno na ko prekjata. E velehita, me karako bregge ne kalakaya, ashanto re kotoho shengjata. Ofrida halakora manakaya toro koto ishe jato, kevre kete koho le ko bangya, anche li kotoho shakya na kotoshka tam. Kashkata prekati gahalai. Evele doria manonga ala kabriktote de kuhushei. Eke frakada gola kambreke ne koro kotoshka tanche de kotoshka tambreka de kotofia. Micho mochoni me kaya da kahala kopretati kafra. Evele dunia no kuala kabreke ne koro kotanche ne koro kotashka. Fila kote sangoro koto shakya eke frangio no koro kote dedicata ashai. Kafrika de koho le kambra, ishanto koro koho diare kote vre medikwa, 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 medikwa. Eke lahalai, eke lahalakai kodo kotonje de koto shakya toro kotafra. Ele matu, mashitala kohore kakai. Grava diandoro kotoshka tapikata. Itkala kambra kata kohole kapra. Evele donye ne kwa, eje de kotoro kotoshka tanche de kotohe shakiete. Ikala kahalaila, halaila, halaila. Kavre koto koho le kambre kate koho sheke. Ashkatobi, ashkatobi, ashkatobi. Kavidatori manyo no njeni kwa vdje dio toro koto i shakja, toro koto i shakje. Kavre kate koho le kambra. Halleluja, halleluja. Nishato do koho tiang toro koto i shakje. Kafrika te kohole kapra kata kahalaila. Isha toto koho shekye ki gatai. Akala kambre le kafra kambra kata kodoshke te koreko papi. Kafrika te kohole kambambia toshke te koreko kambakia no koreko debre. Isha to mangwa ale kofre ale kavrange mitu rakatishko. Oh, Father, you're so good. Ishandolo koho bambe nene koro kotashka. Kivili hitiato kaprika te koho le kambrake. Ijine makwa. Kaprika te koho le kambreke ne koto ishakchakta te kotoshka. Praise you, Jesus. Ishandolo koho freka te kalaila. Megolo kombreka te kahala kafra kato koho shangjete. Ishato te koho re kambrakya re koto shangjete. Ishato koho re kapa. Ete le kombrakta frakito. Ibili tua shundele ka figno. Kamino kwa a jede ka vragyo. Asungorogobitya, Mangologoba, Asheke, and Gorabinya, Akarakatai. Parendere Vasco. Meguadiantora, Megalakapanye, Ijandorogobaba, Ijandorokolakabama, Ikelekabrande Nikoharakapidio, Anierto Mangila Toshata Lamanya Nakayanamye. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord be praised both now and evermore for the victory that is in his name, for the change that cannot be stopped in the body of Christ. As we increase in him, to the glory of God the Father. Praise God. Now before we hear what our dear Lord has used us to pray, I do want to say that I will not be out at prayer mountain at noon, and our prayer will begin at 15 minutes past the hour. Brother Max, are you there?
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. We can hear you fine.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay. Thank you, Lord. This is what we prayed for. Start with the word understanding. The first statement, start with understanding, and the word understanding is underlined. So understanding, and it's underlined. The concept. Understanding the concept of victory. Recognizing that true victory is achieved through faith. True victory is achieved through faith in me. Listen to my words. Okay, I'll read it again. Understanding is underlined. Understanding the concept of victory. Recognizing that true victory is achieved, ED in the end, is achieved through faith in me. Listen to my words with an S.
Now, I have a question.
Is
all of it underlined or just the word understanding?
Just the word understanding. And the rest of it is not.
Okay, thank you.
So, yeah. Then the Lord give us Joshua 1:9. Philippians 4:13. Wow. Philippians 4:13. Proverbs 21:31. Proverbs 21:31. Romans 8:37. Romans 8:37. Joshua 1:9, Philippians 4:13, Proverbs 21:31, Romans 8:37. Okay. Next statement is underlined. Oh, the beginning of it is underlined. It's probably a little long, but it read like this. I'm going to read from the beginning, which is the underlined part, and then I'll let you know when it ends here. Victory is not limited. Victory is not limited to, physical. Victory is not limited to physical, worldly. 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 Yeah. Victory, I'm sorry about that. Victory is not limited to physical or, I didn't read this one here, or worldly achievements or worldly achievements. It is a broader, B-R-O-D-E-R, it is a broader spiritual in this prayer today together. Okay, I'll read it again. So this is the underlined part, but there is more to the same statement. So I'll read it again one more time here. The underlined part, which is the beginning of the statement, read like this. Victory is not limited to physical or worldly achievements. It is a broader spiritual in this prayer today. In this prayer today together. Now, the non-underlined part, same statement, with my friend and prophet, relationship with my friend and prophet, relationship with me and the power of love. That is the full statement. So I'll read the whole statement really quick, Ms. Billy, so make sure that you have it and everybody praying with us here is write it down the accurate way. Underline part. Victory is not limited to physical or worldly achievements. It is a broader spiritual in this prayer today together. Non-underlined part. With my friend and prophet. Relationship with me and the power of love. Okay. Next scripture here. The book of Daniel 3:16 through 28. Okay. Daniel 3, chapter 3, verses 16, 1-6, through 28:2-8. Job 42, chapter 42, verse 12. Job 42, 12. First Samuel 17, verses 45, through 47. That makes me think of something. 1 Samuel 17, verses 45 through 47. Oh, one more. Genesis, the book of Genesis, chapter 50, verse 20. Daniel 3:16 through 28. Job 42, verse 12. First Samuel 17, verses 45 through 47, then the book of Genesis 50, verse 20. Okay. Next statement here after Genesis 50, 20. Oh, this part is underlined. Okay. The beginning of it, not all of it. And it reads like this. I'll let you know when the underlined part ends. Surrender your desires. Surrender your desire. D-E-S-I-R-E-S. Surrender your desires. Plans with an S. Allow me. This part is underlined. Surrender your desires, plans, allow me is underlined. And the statement continue like this. To lead you towards victory. My challenge to you through faith. My challenge to you through faith. I'll read it again. Underline part. Surrender your desires, plans, allow me. This is the underline part. The rest of it is not underlined. To lead you towards victory. My challenge to you through faith. Next scripture here. Romans 8, 11. Romans 8, verse 11. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians 5:17-18. Philippians 3:8-11. Next statement. When Christ enters the picture. I'll read it again. When I, Christ, enters the picture. Now this part is underlined. Everything change to make you into a new creation. So the underlying part read like this. Everything change to make you into a new creation defined by my death.
Defined by my what? Spell it, please.
Death. D-E-A-T-H.
Death.
So, I'm going to start all over again here with a statement. Non-underlined part. I don't know if I mentioned underlined part. I'm not all together here.
You did.
Okay, I did. Praise the Lord. When I, Christ, enters the picture. Now, this part is underlined. Everything change to make, there's an S here, yeah, makes you into a new creation defined by my death. The statement continues on like this. Oh, resurrection. Resurrection and love. Resurrection and love no longer defined by your sin. Resurrection and love no longer defined by your sin. I make you new. Resurrection and love no longer defined by your sin. I make you new. That is the full statement. I know it's long, but this is what the Lord told us, and we're thankful.
All right. Now, does resurrection and love no longer defined by your sin, is that underlined?
No.
No. So the underlining ends with that word, my death.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next statement. Second Corinthians 1, verses 21 and 22. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Romans 6, verses 12 and through 14. Romans 6, verses 12 through 14, 1-4. Isaiah 54, 17. Okay, next statement read like this. You are not alone. They are not alone. You are not alone. They are not alone. I am with you all. You did ask in prayer for that. Especially whenever you are, especially whenever you are feeling like anything but victorious. Okay, I'm going to read the statement again here. And read like this from the beginning. You are not alone. They are not alone. I am with you. I am with you all. You did ask in prayer for that, especially. You did ask in prayer for that, especially whenever you are feeling like anything but victorious. And that is the statement. Okay. 2 Peter 3:9. Ecclesiastes 3:1. Hebrews 6:19. 2 Peter 3:9. Ecclesiastes 3:1. Hebrews 6:19. All right. Next statement. Allow the change to grow in you. Allow the change to grow in you to become more like me. to become more like me, Jesus. You are promised that all things, I'm sorry, maybe I'm going too fast here. So, you know, I get excited. I want to just even hear myself, all of it. Okay. Allow the change to grow in you, to become more like me, Jesus. You are promised that all things will work together for good. You are promised that all things will work together for good for those who love him. For those who love him. And for those who love him, and okay, this part is underlined. Now the rest of it is underlined. And keep his commandments. And keep his commandments. I am walking your life journey with you. I am walking your life journey with you, and my presence is always with you. And my presence is always with you. And that's the end of the statement. Okay, now I'm going to read it all over again from the beginning, and I'll let you know when to underline. Start like this. Allow the change to grow in you. Allow the change to grow in you to become more like me, Jesus. To become more like me, Jesus, you are promised that all things will work together for good for those who love him. And now the underlined part. So "and" is not underlined. The underlined part starts right here. Keep his commandments. I am walking your life journey with you, and my presence is always with you. That is the full statement. I believe you got that, Miss Willie. It's a little long.
Yes,
but...
yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Praise the Lord. Next scripture here. Oh, there's four of them coming here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Oh, never mind. I thought he gave us this one, but...
He did.
2 Corinthians, mm-hmm. Okay. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Hebrews 13:1-3, verse 8. Hebrews 13:8. Isaiah 43:19. Isaiah 43:19-19. 1 Corinthians 6:11. 1 Corinthians 6:11. Okay. Next statement. Oh, I believe it's the last one too. All right, read like this. Work together. My change will give you peace. Work together, my change will give you peace and encouragement. And encouragement in what you, in what? Oh, and what? There's no you here. This is just me. And whatever you face. I'll read it again. work together. My change will give you peace and encouragement in whatever you face. That is the statement. Then, trust in me.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And just a reminder that the prayer call will be at 12:15. Bless the Lord. Understanding, and that one word is underlined. The concept of victory, recognizing that true victory is achieved through faith in me. Listen to my words. Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong, courageous. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Proverbs 21:31. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory belongs to the Lord. Romans 8:37. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. And now, underlined, victory is not limited to physical or worldly achievements. It is a broader, spiritual. In this prayer today, together, and now it's not underlined, with my friend and prophet, relationship with me and the power of love. Daniel 3:16 through 28. Now just a minute here. I have to correct that. 16 through 28. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury, and the expression of his face was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace heated seven times more than it was usually heated, and he ordered some of the mighty men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their cloaks, their tunics, their hats, and their other garments, and they were thrown into the burning fiery furnace. Because the king's order was urgent and the furnace overheated, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell bound into the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished and rose up in haste. He declared to his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king.
He answered and said, "But I see four men, unbound, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the appearance of the fourth is like a son of the gods." Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the door of the burning fiery furnace. He declared, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." Then Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego came out from the fire, and the satraps, the prefects, the governors, and the king's counselors gathered together and saw that the fire had not any power over the bodies of those men. The hair of their heads was not singed. Their cloaks were not harmed. And no smell of fire had come upon them. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants, who trusted in him, and set aside the king's command, and yielded up their bodies rather than serve and worship any god except their own God." I recommend to you that you go online and find Oral Roberts, one of his most famous sermons, The Fourth Man. And that fourth man in the fire was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, was Jesus.
Oh.
The title of Brother Oral Roberts' famous sermon is The Fourth Man. I think you could just Google The Fourth Man, Oral Roberts, and you could get that most famous, wonderful. It will bless your socks off to read his sermon. You see, the Lord is telling us here, he's with us. He was with them, even in that fire. Oh, glorious. Thank you, Lord, for sharing that scripture with us today.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Job 42:12. And the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. And he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. That's rich, folks. That's rich. People are always emphasizing the trials of Job, but Bible scholars say that they lasted about 9 months. And the rest of his life was totally blessed. The first mention, and I'm going to be teaching this in our next upcoming, the first mention of the word glory, it has to do with wealth. And Jacob, and how he was made wealthy, or he had all this glory, and it mentions all the animals that he had, and all of his herds and stock. First Samuel 17:45-47. Then David said to the Philistine, this is going to be the giant, Goliath, "You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of Jehovah of hosts, the God, Elohim, of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord, Jehovah, will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And I will give the dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves, not with sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." Oh, how wondrous. Don't you just love what God's giving us today? Hallelujah.
Wow, yes.
And you know, Chip loves to point out that David said before he killed Goliath, he told Goliath that all the earth may know there's a God in Israel. And Chip loves to point out that the whole earth knows the story of David and Goliath. They might not know anything else in the Bible, but even in sports events, they'll say, well, so-and-so is David and so is Goliath. Little David's coming up against big Goliath. So all the earth knows there's a God in Israel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just love the scriptures today.
Thank you,
Genesis 50:20. "As for you, you meant evil against me." Now this is Joseph talking to his brothers when they come and find him, the second in command, in Egypt. Here's the scripture. "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today." There was great, great famine throughout all the region. And God gave this supernatural plan to Joseph, how to preserve the increase. And it kept not only the Egyptians alive, it kept Israel alive. It kept Jacob and his children alive. And it kept the whole area alive. Other countries came and got food from Egypt. Now, this first part is underlined. Surrender your desires, plans. Allow me, and this part is not underlined, to lead you towards victory. My challenge to you through faith. He's challenging us to walk in faith and let him lead us and guide us to victory. Romans 8:11. "If the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit who dwells in you." 2 Corinthians 5:17-18. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Philippians 3:8-11. "I count everything as loss, because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead." When I, Christ,
enters the picture, everything changed. No, now beginning with everything, it's underlined. Everything changed to make you into a new creation defined by my death. Now, this is not underlined. Resurrection and love no longer defined by your sin. I make you new. Hallelujah. In other words, I think that means there is the law of sin and death, but we're no longer defined by that law. He's delivered us. He makes us new. He has given us his righteousness. 2 Corinthians 1, 21 and 22. And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us, and who has also put his seal on us and given us his Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. The King James reads, who has sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Hallelujah. I like the Amplified, the last verse, 22. He has also appropriated and acknowledged us as his by putting his seal upon us and giving us his Holy Spirit in our hearts as the security deposit and guarantee of the fulfillment of his promise. The Holy Spirit within us, we're sealed. And the Holy Spirit is our guarantee of the complete fulfillment of everything God has promised us. Romans 6, 12 through 14. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought forth, who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin shall no longer let me read that again. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. Now, this very scripture, which tells us we're not under law, but under grace, has started with what he gave us today. Don't lend your mortal body to lust and passions. Don't lend your arms, your legs, your eyes, yourself, to sin as instruments. Don't let him use your hands for instruments. Don't let him use your mouth for an instrument of sin. Now, some people have taught that sin shall no longer have dominion over you, since you're not under law but under grace, that you can just kind of live loosely. But no, it's in a passage which tells you don't lend your body over to sin, though you're not under law but under grace. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness or vindication is of me, says or declares the Lord. Hallelujah. You are not alone. They are not alone. I am with you all. You did ask in prayer for that, specially whenever you are feeling like anything but victorious. Thank God we don't go by our feelings.
because sometimes we don't feel victorious, but it doesn't matter. We are. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Ecclesiastes 3:1. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. The New American reads, there is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. Hebrews 6:19. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters into that within the veil. Allow the change to grow in you, to become more like me, Jesus. You are promised that all things will work together for good for those who love him, and the next part is underlined. Keep his commandments. I am walking your life journey with you, and my presence is always with you. You know, I love it that he calls us our life journey. Everyone is given one life, and it's a journey. And he's walking it with us if we're his, and it should turn out really well. Sometime when I leave a grocery store, or especially if I'm in another town and I know I won't see that person again that I'm paying out, I say, have a good life. You only get one. So we do. We only got one. It's not even long. The Bible says it's like the breath. It's like it lasts like the flower of the grass. It's here today and gone tomorrow. As far as earth is concerned, it's a life journey. And what happens on that life journey affects everything in eternity, for all eternity. But as we're walking our life journey, he's with us, just like he was the fourth man in that burning furnace. 2 Corinthians 5:17, and he gave us this before. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hebrews 13:8. Christ, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Hallelujah. Woo, I love today's verses. Isaiah 43:19. I'm doing a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. 1 Corinthians 6:11. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. How grateful I am. I know, Max, you're so grateful that we're washed now. We're sanctified. That means set apart. We're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of our God.
Last statement. Work together. My change will give you peace and encouragement in whatever you face. Trust in me. How marvelous. Sometimes the words, the statements that he gives are so outstanding to me. But today, along with those are the scriptures. Oh, my goodness. How marvelous they are. And thank God we're not through. We're not through praying together and working with him, working together. He told us to work together. That's what we're doing on these calls. We're working together. And he's using us to pray about this glorious, wonderful change and victory. How wonderful. So, 15 minutes past the hour, I'll be back. And as will, from Jordan, Max and Quinn. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you.
Unless you want shalom, to say shalom. Something, Brother Max.
Oh, I just want to say one thing here. Yeah, 6:30 tonight, that I will be on Facebook your Soul of Heals. I'll be on Facebook only. But I was going to say, you know, the Lord started this morning understanding the concept of victory.
That's right.
Recognizing the true victory. He is just, I mean, really, we need to meditate on what
yes,
he gave us
yes,
this morning.
Yes, we do. We absolutely yes. do.
Start right there. And yeah, I will. We'll see you
and
at noon.
I think when he says understanding, he's giving it to us. He's giving it.
Yes.
He's saying
yes,
understanding.
Yes. Exactly.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we're the we walk in victory because he obtained that victory. Praise the Lord, and we'll see you at 12:15.
See you later. Shalom, shalom.